What would people think they'd see around the graveyard at night?
Ghost.
And a house that people are scared to go in.
Haunted.
Did you ever hear of any of those around here?
Oh, yes. Lots of them.
What were the stories behind some of them?
Well, I have in my house where we were yesterday. Up in the attic is supposed to be a man that lives there by the name of Leston. He was the last person to live upstairs in 1851.
Did he die up there?
No, he didn't, but rumor is around here that... And it's something to it because it's real scary up there. It's 8 rooms, there's no electricity, it's very dark. And sometimes at night if you're up there, and you're getting ready to walk down the stairs,
mm-hmm.
you can feel a hot breath right on your neck right before you go down the stairs.
Have you ever heard any noise up there?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Robert. Excuse me just a minute.
Sure. You told someone, you better put a sweater on. It's getting
cold. Cool.
What else did you say? Getting...
chilly.
Did you ever say airish or edgy? Or
no.
And you said, well, I'll go with you if you really want me to, but I'd
rather not.
And if you hadn't seen a good friend of yours in a long time, when you saw him, you might say,
I don't know.
How might you express your feelings when you saw him? You'd say, I'm what?
I'm glad to see you.
Did you ever say proud?
No.
And someone had about 500 acres. You'd say he had a lot of land.
He had a lot of land.
Did you ever say a right smart?
No.
Have you ever heard that?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
How would you hear it used?
Right smart would be like someone, like we talk about the hill people would use, uneducated.
Just to mean what, a large amount or what?
Yes, it means a large amount.
And you say, with your eyes you...
see?
And I...
saw?
Okay, and you'd say, we have...
seen?
And say if someone said something that you agreed with and you wanted to express that you agreed with them very strongly.
Wholeheartedly.
Okay, or you might say yes, or what else could you say?
Yes, I agree with you.
Do you ever say certainly or for sure or anything like that?
I say certainly.
And mm-hmm. do you ever say ma'am or sir to people?
Every day to everybody I meet.
How do you use it?
I say thank you, ma'am, or thank you, sir.
Just to customers or what?
To everybody.
Were you, when you were raised, were you taught that, you know, you had to say ma'am or sir?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
And if someone intensely disliked to go someplace, you'd say he, what, hated that place? He
detested that place.
Did you ever say he plumb hated or purely hated it or?
Every now and then I find myself use the word plum.
How would you use that?
Plum good.
Okay.
But every now and then it'll crop into my sayings. Not too often.
And you'd say, it wasn't just a little cold this morning, it was...
very cold.
Or it was...
really cold.
And... say if a man was hammering and he hit his thumb, what exclamations might he have?
He would curse, probably.
Okay, what would you probably say?
Damn it.
And what might you say if someone told you something that surprised you?